You know, today's gospel reading, it's about the dynamics of the heart. And John is really, he puts his emphasis on the dynamics of belief, the dynamics of the heart, and what is included, and what kind of openness we need in order to believe. And what he means by believe is not just to assent that Jesus is the Son, but to trust in him and to follow him. It's all three of these elements and the openness of the heart that we need, first, to believe that he is the Son, secondly, to trust in him and his redemptive action and his resurrection, and third, because of that, to follow him. So we see this sequence that's throughout the whole of John's gospel associated with the with the pistos, with the Greek word belief or trust. Now this dialogue that Jesus has, these are not with unbelieving Pharisees who already claim that they have saved themselves by their own deeds. This is addressed to the Jewish people who believe in him. And still, he's trying to fight to get that openness of heart that they're going to need in order to be saved. The idea that Jesus, kind of went to the people who believed in him and sort of ignored the religious authorities is just not true. Jesus is exceedingly, present to the religious authorities, constantly is urging them, constantly is challenging them, to come into the fullness of the light. But their view of various things is still the out there view. Jesus is trying to get them into the in here heart view of things. And so, of course, this goes back and forth and back and forth. So their view of freedom, right, is, well, because we're children of Abraham, we have here, our own independent country. The Romans haven't taken away our religion, hence we're free. And Jesus says, no, you may be free from the external point of view that, yes, the Romans aren't enslaving you. They haven't destroyed the temple yet, but they're, he's going to predict later, yes, they're going to, and of course you think you're free. But are you free in here? Are you free in your heart? So he's challenging these Jews who actually do believe in him. And there are many, many who do, including the religious authorities. And of course, he says, no, if you're still enslaved by sin, if you're still affected by sin and in the darkness of sin, then you're still enslaved by sin. And believe it or not, you think you're not enslaved by sin, but you are. And you've done all the right things, you've done the right actions, but still in your hearts, you're not there yet. Because there's one thing you have to discover. You have to discover love. You're going to have to discover that I am the Son. When you discover that I am the Son, then you will discover that my revelation of God, my revelation of the love of God, that's the love that you need to aspire to. That's the love that's got to guide your life. It's not just being a good law abider in the sense that you obey the Ten Commandments. That's very good and important, right? It's not just in the sense that you perform all the dietary prescriptions that are required. That's important for them. It's not going to be important for Jesus or St. Paul or the Apostolic Church, but it's important for them. So Jesus is fine. But that's not it. You got to see that I'm the Son of God, because if you see that I'm the Son of God, then you'll know who God is, and God is unconditional love. And if you know that, then you will know the love to aspire to, the love that's going to be your freedom, the love that's going to be your eternal joy, the love that's going to be the love that we have for you, that's going to be yours forever. Then you're going to get the full picture. And of course, this goes back and go, well, wait a minute now. Abraham's our father. And of course, Jesus comes right back to him and says, though, even though you believe me, I know you're also trying to kill me. And if that's the case, I have to insist to you, if Abraham were your father, there's no way on earth you would be trying to kill me. Abraham has already recognized me as the fulfillment of the prophecies, as the Messiah. So they kind of shift the rhetoric and they go, well, we only have one father and that's God. And that does it for Jesus, right? Finally, he has to say, look, we've got two different views of God here. You know, if you really, you know, if God were really your father, then you would not be trying to kill me. You would recognize in me the fullness of the Father's love. And you would furthermore recognize in me that I have the words of truth. Therefore, I have the words of real spiritual internal freedom. Therefore, I have the words of real eternal life. And if you really, really knew that God was, if you really believed that God was your Father, you'd know immediately that I was his son. And you would know immediately the path to love. And you would not be trying to kill me. You'd be following me. There's the following again. At which point, of course, there's kind of this impasse, you know, the back and forth is kind of completed, you know, and of course, but they don't reject him outright yet, right? They're kind of trying to figure it out, but Jesus has to keep leaving it there, because he just can't overwhelm them. He's got to appeal ultimately to what he says at the beginning of the reading. He's going to have to appeal to their hearts. They're the ones who are going to have to believe. They're going to have the openness of spirit to let him in so that they can see him through his works and through his word, through his acts of love, and through, of course, his demonstration of his own power, not just in the miracles, but in the upcoming resurrection and gift of the Spirit. Amen.